إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والا بعد. My brothers and sisters, we just want to use today to clarify some doubts as far as the issue of udhiya or qurbani is concerned. You know, it's a strange thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and enable us to change our ways. When it comes to our desires, our holidays, gadgets we buy or whatever we do, we want the best. We want upgrade after upgrade. We are not satisfied with getting some minimal thing. If you buy a phone, you want the best smartphone that you can get. Although you know and I know that except for calling, text messages and WhatsApp, I don't think there is a fourth feature that anybody uses. I use a couple of others because I also use the phone as my office. But most people, they don't use anything else. Only these two, three things. And those of them who are interested in answering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for how they spend their time, they also use social media. So other than that, but you want the best smartphone which will take you to the moon, which will make your coffee and which will, you know, press your legs and your head and your throat. I mean, all of this. So the point is that we don't say, why don't I just get a straightforward one of our old Nokia phones which will call and which will allow me to send text messages and where the battery life is for 1 week. That thing never needs charging. Once you charge it, it's there. We are not satisfied with that. We want the best one. So let it cost whatever it costs, right? So also with all the other stuff which we get. But when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want the absolute basic minimum that we can get away with. So also with the issue of qurbani. And every year, these nonsensical stuff floats around. You'll have somebody who is, people who, may Allah forgive us, people who do not pray salah in the masjid. Yeah? People who do not follow the basic fundamental things of Islam. They will go and hunt for a hadith to say, that with Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi or with Imam Malik, udhiya or qurbani is sunnah and it is not wajib and therefore we need not do it. So now first of all, you go and hunt for this, you know, ruling. And secondly, you misinterpret and you misquote the ruling. Did Imam Shafi'i say you did not do it? He said it is sunnah. What is the meaning of sunnah? What was the understanding of Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi? What was the understanding of the Tabi'in? What was the understanding of the Sahaba with regard to Sunnah? Find me one Sahabi or one of the A'imma of Islam or one of the Ulama of the Tabi'in who said that Sunnah is not necessary to follow. Find me one ruling. This is what we have done to the Sunnah. I always quote this incident which happened with Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Somebody said to him about sunnah, he was talking about a sunnah, and somebody said to him, Hazrat, wo sahi hai, bas sunnat hi chahe na. So he said, aapki baat sahi hai, magar aapka lehja kufr hai bol. He said, what you are saying is correct, but your tone is kufr. Because you are discounting the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the sunnah? A sunnah is to be followed. What is the meaning of saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul. What is the meaning of itaat of Rasul? Is to follow sunnah. When Allah said, Fattabi'uni to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, say to them, make my ittiba. What is the meaning of ittiba? Is to follow sunnah. What else is it telling me? Ittiba means what? Seven habits of highly successful people? I mean, is that true? Rasulullah says, is saying, follow Stephen Covey? What is the meaning of Ittiba of Rasul? So, this is the, you know, completely ridiculous, minimalist kind of attitude with deen, which is a sign of only one thing, which is a lack of iman and a lack of belief in the akhirah. Simple as that. There is no other explanation for this. If you believed that ita'at of Allah and ita'at of the Rasul and following the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you really believed that this was beneficial, why would you not do it? Why would you try to take the minimum of it? For what? Why would you do that? So the point is that the one who sees value will do what gives him value. So first and foremost, as far as Qurbani is concerned, because we are specific to that today, but anything to do with Islam, if somebody tries to show you a shortcut, ask yourself, do you really want this shortcut? Because there is nothing wrong in choosing a easier way of doing something. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do this. But I am saying trying to, you know, get around this and get around that and all this kind of stuff. Really, believe me, this is only a sign of lack of iman in the akhirah, lack of understanding and iman in what Allah will give us. So as far as Qurbani is concerned, there are lots of, you know, rumors and the fatwas of the what I call Pugat ke Mufti, very good, Mufat ke Mufti, all these floating around, just forget all that, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us what to do, He showed us what to do, let us follow that, forget everything else. Now, one of the things that floats around is the issue of, you know, do I need to do it, do I not need to do it? Please understand, in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, which is in Sunan ibn Majah, Rasulullah said, He who has the means and does not perform qurbani, does not perform udhiya, he should not come to our musalla. He should not come to the idgah for salah with us. Now you understand this. I don't think this requires a great explanation. What does it mean? The person who has the means to sacrifice and does not sacrifice, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let him not come and pray with us the Salat of Eid. Now what more emphasis do you want? That the qurbani, the udhiya, the sacrifice on Eid al-Adha is something that is absolutely critical and essential to do for anyone who has the means. Now what is the means? The means is, who must do this qurbani? A person who has the nisab of zakat on the day of Eid. If you have that much money on the day of Eid, then the qurbani is fard on you. It is wajib on you, and therefore you must do it. It's not a question of saying, in my house there are three children, do I need to sacrifice one sheep for each child? No, it's nothing to do with how many children you have or you don't have. The issue is the person who is himself or herself, and men, a man or a woman, a person who is himself or herself liable for zakat, if they have that much of money, nisab of zakat, on the day of Eid, then the qurbani is necessary for them to do, which they must do after Salatul Eid. The qurbani is not to be done before Salatul Eid. If it is done before Salatul Eid, then Rasulullah ﷺ said, you have just merely provided some meat for your family. That's it. It has no other value. But if you are talking about sacrifice, then you must do this after Salatul Eid. So, first thing. Second thing is, as far as Rasulullah ﷺ himself is concerned, Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said that Rasulullah ﷺ remained in Medina Munawwara for 10 years, and each year he performed the sacrifice. He performed the qurbani, and this is in Sunan Tirmidhi. Then Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she said that for the son of Adam alayhi salam. Rasulullah said, the son of Adam alayhi salam does not perform any action on the day of Nahar. Yawmun Nahar is the name of the day of Eid al-Adha, which is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than causing the blood of the Qurbani animals to flow. And this is in Mishkatul Masabih, that Rasulullah said that this is the best action that you can do on that day, which is to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last one is a hadith which is narrated by Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu say to Fatima radiallahu anha, he said, go and witness your qurbani, go and witness the sacrifice. And of course, women can also sacrifice. For those of you who don't know this, it is permissible in Islam for the woman to go, as a matter of fact, it's even preferable for her to go and slaughter her own sheep, her own animal, by her own hand. Right? This is not just jaiz, it is actually preferable. It should be done. And if she cannot do it, or she doesn't want to do it because it's, not easy for some people, at least go and see it if possible. So, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advising his daughter Fatima to saying, go and witness the sacrifice. The first drop of blood of the animal which strikes the earth, all your sins are forgiven. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for the number of drops of blood of the animal. And then he said, on the day of judgment, this animal will be brought and put on your scales, and its weight will be increased 70 times. This will be in your favor. One sahabi came and said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the reward of this qurbani? What is the reward of this sacrifice? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will give you one reward for every hair on the skin of the animal. One reward for every hair on the skin of the animal. Another sahabi came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I am sacrificing a sheep which has wool, not hair. What about me? He said, Allah will give you one reward for every strand of that wool. So now think about this, how much of importance there is for this sacrifice, for this action, which comes only once in a year. The reward for the sacrifice of Yawmun Nahar, of Eid al-Adha, does not come after that Eid al-Adha is over. Before that Eid al-Adha, or after the Eid al-Adha, after meaning for 3 days you can sacrifice, 10th, 11th and 12th. But after that, if you are sacrificing animal after animal, it doesn't amount to this. I mean, it's regular sadaqah. It's not a sacrifice of the Eid al-Adha. Then the question people ask is, can we make the sacrifice for those who have passed away? So, our near and dear ones and so on and so on. The answer is, yes, you can. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu used to sacrifice one ram for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he used to sacrifice one ram for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every year as long as he lived. So, alhamdulillah, it is possible for you to sacrifice. This is one of the ways of Isa alayhi sawab which you can do for your whoever, parents or grandparents or relatives and friends or anybody to whom you wish to send this Isa alayhi sawab for those people who have passed away. And of course, it is mustahab, and it is a very good thing also to do this for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to sacrifice one animal for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is not, obviously, none of this is wajib. If you do it, alhamdulillah, good for you. If you don't do it, there is no sin on you. But your own sacrifice, which is, if you are the eligible for that, then this is absolutely critical and essential, which you must do. I remind myself and you, let us not try to shortchange Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not try to, the Qurbani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran itself, the ayat where he said that the blood and the meat of the animal does not come to us. It is your taqwa which comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your Qurbani is a proof and evidence of your and my taqwa. So let us not shortchange that, because you are shortchanging yourself. You are showing that you do not have taqwa. Yeah, that is not something to show. That is something, if that is the case, then it's something to be ashamed of and something to cure and tend to treat as a terminal illness, and worse than a terminal illness, because if you die without taqwa, then it's not terminal, it's forever. So that's why let us give this evidence before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, Alhamdulillah, we have this taqwa, and the evidence of the taqwa is the sacrifice that we make. We ask Allah to accept the sacrifice and to be pleased with it and to make it perfect for us. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.